Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is Barbara Hofmeister, the host of the To Be show, and I want to welcome you to today's show. You're in for a treat because we're going to learn the real secret of the secret. The real secret of the law of attraction. What's been missing? And I hope that we will discover today what we can improve, you know, what we can do to actually make it work for all of us. And to make that happen, I've invited someone very special. Her name is Melissa Watts, and she calls herself the Law of Attraction Mummy. And I want Melissa to tell us why she calls herself the Law of Attraction Mummy, because Law of Attraction, as we all know, works, but we've got to work it, and we've got to work it in the right way, and Melissa will help us to actually do that. So, Melissa, are you here?
I am here.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the To Be show. I'm very happy to have you today. And I'm looking forward to our next 28 minutes or so.
Great. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here, and I do have a lot of information to share with you all today.
Excellent. So let's get right down to it. Why you call yourself the Law of Attraction Mummy?
Well, number one is because I'm a mom, and number two is because I know that the secret came out in 2006, I believe, but I didn't discover the Law of Attraction or the movie The Secret or anything about the Law of Attraction until 2008 or early that year. And when I discovered it, it was a time in my life where I just wasn't having things go my way. Then watching The Secret and learning that things were actually going my way, I just wasn't pleased with them. Because I tell people all the time that the Law of Attraction is always working. It just depends on whether you let it work for you by default or by design. And after watching The Secret, I realized that I was just letting things happen to me and then being resentful to life, to people, to things that happened to me because I wasn't doing anything to change. I wasn't making any choices. I was just letting things happen. And, well, if it happened that way, then that's the way it's supposed to be. Well, the thing is that we get to choose. And because we get to choose, we can choose our experiences every day. So in every moment, really, we live our lives really by moment by moment, and not really even by day, but by moment. Every moment is an opportunity to change what we did the last moment. So if we were angry 10 minutes ago, we don't have to be angry anymore. We can decide not to be. So, you know, Law of Attraction Mommy came about because when I saw The Secret, I just knew that I had to do something. So I started asking and believing and expecting to receive and all these things. I watched the movie and I watched it probably 40 times. I watched it every day for probably a month or so, or maybe even the whole summer. And I said, you know, I really have to change my life. And I saw some superficial changes. And all people struggle with the Law of Attraction because they see superficial changes, meaning they change their attitude, they change, you know, their the way they look at things, or they change all these superficial type things. But what I learned was that I had to change within. because I understood that, or I learned that we attract based on our inner feelings,
mm-hmm.
not anything outer. So I had to change my inner self. I had to change my mindset. I had to change my subconscious feelings and actions. So,
mm-hmm.
for instance, when you're thinking about wanting, if you've always had a lack mentality, you've always felt lack or struggle or hardship, if that's what you only know and that's your truest belief, then that's what you always have. And you can change how you feel. And for some people, just changing superficially works. But then there's a vast majority of people where when they just change superficially, things still happen just the way they used to. And then they get frustrated with the law of attraction, and they say it doesn't work. Well, the law of attraction is always working. It's a universal law. And if at your deepest core, if at your subconscious level, you feel like, you know, nothing's ever going to work for you, then nothing will, because that is your deepest feeling. So
mm-hmm.
I coach on a breakthrough level, breaking through the boundaries that some people find that come up, or the barriers when they're practicing the law of attraction. I like to say law of attraction is a lifestyle. You know, you live it, you know, by choice every day. But you also have to make changes. When you know what you want, sometimes someone says, I want $1 million, or I want to have, you know, a beautiful relationship. But as soon as they say that, there is some kind of negative feeling that comes up within them. And that feeling that comes up within them is what they will attract. So if you say, I want a beautiful relationship, but deep down you really feel that relationships aren't for you, or they're not good, or you've had a bad experience in relationships, then that's what you will attract. You will attract what you feel most about deep inside. What are your beliefs? Do you truly believe that, you know, relationships aren't good? If that's your truest belief, then that's what you'll attract. Or you'll find some way to sabotage yourself through those subconscious feelings and actions. Because we act subconsciously. Everything we do isn't conscious. Even I'm sitting here talking right now, and I didn't even notice that I'm moving my hand as I'm talking. And I didn't notice until just then, because it was subconscious. I didn't know I was doing it until I noticed it. So what I teach with the law of attraction is that you have to break through those deep set beliefs. If you were raised a certain way, you might have some beliefs that limit you, and those beliefs have to change. And for the most part, they don't change superficially. You have to dig down deep and get at those core beliefs, get at those deep-seated beliefs that aren't serving you.
Mm-hmm. So how can people do that?
Well, you know, there's lots of different ways. One way is affirmations. But with affirmations, you have to really use them, and you have to be dedicated and really committed to using your affirmations in the mirror out loud 3 or 4 times a day. It's not something you can just do every now and then and think it's going to change, because affirmations work, but they have to be done repetitively over and over again until you change from the inside out. In my breakthrough coaching, I use hypnosis to get down to deep. I use NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming.
Mm-hmm.
I use those techniques because those have a tendency to help people reframe and change what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not changing for a bad way, but changing to a good way, or changing to a belief that is more serving. You know, a belief that if you desire to have a successful business, and having a successful business might mean that you might become wealthy. Well, if you think that rich and wealthy people are jerks deep down inside, you'll sabotage yourself from having a successful business because you have this belief about wealthy people.
No, very true.
What I do, so I get down to the beliefs. I ask, you know, I get down to what is it that you truly believe? What is your goal? And then what's keeping you from that goal? And then lots of times people even think about these things. What is it that you want to achieve? do you want to achieve a successful business? And they'll say yes. And then, well, what stopped you so far? And they'll give me all these reasons. And then using hypnosis and NLP helps me reframe that and change that. And they'll say, well, I want to really feel like I am a success. They might not be confident. Well, I'll ask them, well, what happened? What do you think is a reason why you're not confident? And they might say they don't like the way they look. They might say they don't think that they speak well. They might say that they're afraid to talk to other people and meet new people. So those are deep down things that, yes, I want to have a successful business, but deep down I feel I can't because I don't look the part or I don't speak the part or whatever it may be. Those are deep down things that hypnosis can help change and reframe, and so does NLP. So those are the things I use in my coaching because they really get down to the core of things. They really get down and kind of knock down those barriers, knock down those walls that we put up for ourselves to protect us. And really we're not protecting anything from us. We're not protecting ourselves. We're protecting, you know, things from getting in that might be good too.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always say that also that people are, you know, I come from behind the Berlin Wall, and I always say that people are building their own Berlin Walls, and they think they're protecting themselves from the outside, but in reality, they're imprisoning themselves, you know, within themselves. And then they confirm to themselves that they can't make it, you know, by repeatedly making mistakes or by not believing that they can make it happen. So if you don't believe, obviously you're not going to take the appropriate action, and the result is so not what you want. Do you also find, Melissa, that many, many people don't really know what they want?
They don't. And because they've never been asked what they want. A lot of times people can tell you a whole list of things that they do not want. I don't want this in a husband. I don't want this in a wife. I don't want this in my business. I don't want this, you know, I don't like that kind of food. I don't, you know, they know right off the top of their head what they do not like. But you ask them what they want and what they like, you know, you'll get a blank face because they have no idea. They have no idea. So when they say, well, I want to be rich, well, what does rich mean to you? Because rich to me might mean $100,000 in the bank, but rich to someone else might mean, you know, $100 million.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have to know what you want.
That's the first thing, yeah. Yeah, that's how I start my coaching too. First of all, you know, dig down to what the person really wants, and then go from there and then see how much they believe that they can make it happen. You know, they might believe that somebody can make it happen, but maybe not them. And again, that's right. Going to be work contrary to their beliefs. So what else can you give? I mean, how can people overcome negative beliefs? How can people overcome limiting beliefs? I always say you first have to discover them. You first have to notice them. By looking inside, you know, what's been stopping you, in which moments do you feel stopped, in which moments do you feel frustrated, when do you hold yourself back or find excuses, good reasons not to do what you know you should be doing?
Well, I think I think the first step is just to notice what happens. Say, for instance, a person's goal is to eat healthy or to lose weight or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say just to notice what it is that you do, what happens when you say, I want to eat better. Does your subconscious mind tell you to go have cookies? or are cookies suddenly available?
Mm-hmm.
Or because sometimes our subconscious mind is protecting us, even if our beliefs are limiting to us. So we have to take time and notice what it is that we want. And then when we're going for those things, what happens? And we have to really take note of what happens in those moments that we are networking with other people. And if you want to start a new business and you're out networking, and then maybe you don't quite, you know, shake hands with everyone in the room, or you kind of stand in the corner. What happened? What did you say to yourself? Take notice. They have to take notes, because you have to know what the limiting belief is.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, you have to go forward in the work that you want to do. But oftentimes we don't, because we have those beliefs that are totally subconscious to us. We have no idea sometimes what those limiting beliefs are until we dig down
mm-hmm.
deep and say, you know what? Now I know why. Because every time I say I want to eat right, then immediately someone says, let's go out for drinks, let's go out for dinner, or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm,
so it's,
mm-hmm.
it's something that's deep down, so we have to discover what that is. And for every person, it will be a different technique or a different idea or different thought for that person. But you have to take notice of what it is that's going on in your mind, in your body, in your actions when you say you want something.
Mm-hmm.
What is
very
okay.
true.
If you want,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know that when I want to lose weight, I get more hungry than ever. You know, as soon as I make the decision, oh, I need to lose a kilo or two, I immediately get hungry. I feel much more hungry than when I'm not thinking about it.
Right. All of a sudden, sometimes when I'm deciding, like I want to decide to lose weight before my birthday, which is in January, as soon as I say the words, for some reason, it comes up automatically in my mind. Oh, well, go have a snack. It's snack time, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to my oldest friend this morning, and she has a little bit of a weight problem, and she said to me, you know, since I'm retired, she's retired now since about a month, and she says, since I'm retired, I'm running around the whole day, but I've put on weight, and this is really frustrating me. I said, well, let's look at it, you know, what do you eat different? And she said, well, maybe it's just because I'm more relaxed. I said, no, it's probably because you're snacking more, because you're at home,
yeah.
you know. And
you're at home,
the food
right.
is always around. And in the evening, you're relaxed, so you might want to have, you know, a piece of chocolate or two. She said, yeah, I don't eat that much, but I do like the chocolate. And so on, you know, I know her weaknesses. I mean, we know each other all our lives. And I had to laugh because it was so typical. So typical, and you think, oh, just one piece of chocolate is not going to make a difference. But I've read something that I've read a paper that said one piece of chocolate a day makes 4 kilos in a year, and that's a
yeah.
lot, you know.
Yeah,
so,
it is, and that's true. It makes a lot. It all adds up.
Exactly, and so we need to be aware of that. And when we are aware, we can make a conscious choice. That, okay, today I'm going to spoil myself, I'm going to eat this, but you are aware that you are doing something that you didn't really want to do. You know, it's contrary to what you wanted to achieve, and that is to lose weight. So you're doing something that's contrary to that, you're aware, you're appreciating it, and then it's okay to eat that piece of chocolate because you're really enjoying it. You know that it's a little treat, a little extra. But if you do it just on the side, like most people do, you know, a few chips here and a piece of chocolate there, and then they're not consciously aware of it, and then, of course, they can't change it either because they are not aware. And losing weight is just a very simple example. Of course, this goes for everything in every direction
yeah.
in life.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Everything is about our awareness. Sometimes, because everything that we do, people don't realize. I think that everything we do is really subconscious. I mean, I've driven home from, you know, the office or somewhere, and totally didn't even remember how I got to where I was because my mind was elsewhere. But my subconscious mind was in control.
Mm-hmm.
My higher self was in control. So that's really where we are. We're at the point where we have to recognize that our bodies are controlled subconsciously from a higher, you know, our higher self. And when we have to dig into that part of us to change it, we can change our actions and say, well, because when we think about how hard it might be for people to diet. Dieting is hard. Dieting or diet business is probably a mega business all over the world. When you think about dieting and success, self-help books, all those things, because those things are really, really hard to do. And they're only hard because they go against the grain of what we know. If all we know is that we have to clean our plates, we have to eat everything that is put in front of us, and, you know, and the bigger the food is, the better it is. If that's all we know, then that's how we live. And that's a subconscious thing, but we've been, I would say, programmed to have these kind of thoughts and actions. So it's really about reprogramming our minds to something new. Not necessarily bad, something new and different. And in order to do that, it doesn't have to be hard. It can be a simple affirmation that you say over and over again, morning, afternoon, and night. It can be, you know, you can hire a hypnotherapist, or you can hire an NLP coach, or you can have a coach. But it doesn't have to be hard. It can be simple. When people have, when people are under hypnosis, I mean, hypnosis, of course, is a very natural state of being. You know, it's just kind of that state before before you go to off to bed, and when you wake up in the morning. So it's a pretty natural state to be in. So it's kind of like, you know, and when you're in that state, you're at the best state for reprogramming. So I would say that people should really focus on meditation. And when they're in meditation, just focus on their goals. Focus on what they want to achieve, because our minds are very powerful. And because they are, our minds don't know if something is real or whether it's imagined. So if we imagine ourselves being the way we want to be, so we can imagine ourselves, and we'll stick with the weight issue or the healthy lifestyle. We can focus on what would our bodies look like if we were the size we wanted to be. And if every night before we went to bed, we imagined that, and every morning we woke up, we imagined those things, then before time, we begin to change our beliefs about ourselves. Because if you right now believe that you're overweight and unhealthy, but you keep imagining yourself as being thin or healthy, making healthy choices, and what it would be like to go to the store and, you know, pick out healthy foods, then before you know it, your subconscious mind will be actively doing those things. If say, for instance, if you're in a business and you want to be able to call on other businesses or to market yourself differently through networking groups. I have a lot of clients who are in business. They want to be more confident. Well, then I have them imagine what it would feel like to have this confidence. What would it feel like if you were confident and you could have, you know, the confidence you needed to build your business to where you want it to be? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it even taste like? Whatever it is, get all the senses involved in it. Mm-hmm. And then that puts everything into perspective in your subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. Because you're using your imagination, you're creatively visualizing what it is that you want to have. So if it's a certain circumstance you want, a certain feeling or a certain whatever it is that you want, you have to imagine this goal as being already achieved. Like, what would it feel like? What would it look like? What does it taste like? It does have a feeling, you know, success might taste sweet to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things. It might taste like, you know, strawberry or whatever, but you have to get all your senses involved, and that is really about changing the subconscious. And that's where you really begin to not just have superficial changes, because, of course, if I'm in a bad mood, I can decide to be in a good mood. That's okay. But then if I can be in a bad mood again, and I can decide to change it back. And after a while, that will become a behavior of me getting in a bad mood and then changing it, getting in a bad mood and changing it. But if I begin thinking that or imagining that I'm always in a good mood, everything that happens is an opportunity and not a failure, then all of a sudden that is my normal routine. Everything is an opportunity. Everything happens for a reason. Everything is good.
Mhm. Yeah, it is good as it is, as it happened. Yes, definitely. Yeah, it has a lot to do, obviously, with our attitude. But as we said, as you said in the beginning, to change our attitude, because many people focus on all the things that they don't want to happen to them. You know, all the things that they don't want in their life. So if we want to concentrate, if you want to focus on the things that we do want in our life, and that's what Melissa said also, is that you need to imagine already being there, already living it. In my book, To Be or Not to Be, The Choice is Yours, I call it your vivid vision, because I say also, like you did, you have to really imagine it in every little detail so that you can feel it with your five senses. You can really, really hear it, smell it, touch it. You know, it's like it's already happened. And this is when our subconscious starts to focus on that, because it starts opening doors for us. It starts showing us opportunities that have been there before, but we didn't see them. And now, because we are consciously going in that direction and our subconscious is helping us, we start to see those doors and we start to see those opportunities.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you can't imagine it, I tell people, you know, my clients, if you can't imagine it, then you can't have it. If you can't see yourself in your mind having it, then how can you have it and manifest it in your physical world? It's not possible, because everything that we see around us began with a thought.
Definitely. Definitely.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, our TVs, ourselves, we began as a thought. Our parents decided to have kids, and that's how we came about. It became a thought. Everything started from a thought. Our furniture, you know, began as a thought. Our clothes, someone thought of that idea.
Sure, yeah.
To make clothes. So everything in our physical world
I use the example of architects. If they don't have the idea for building or for a bridge, the bridge or the building could never come about. First is the idea, and then from the idea, once they're building that idea into something more concrete so that they can draw it, and then from the drawing, you know, the drawing gets more and more detailed, and then from the drawing starts the building. So the thought always comes first, and then the details, and then, you know, it becomes more and more concrete, and that's exactly what we all need to do. Melissa,
right.
We are almost at the end of the show, so you have about another minute or so. If you would let our listeners know where they can find you and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, great. They can find me on my website. My website is www.lawofattraction.com. mommy.com. You can go there, and there's a lot of blogs there, articles about NLP, hypnosis, and law of attraction in general. I have my breakthrough law of attraction coaching going on right now for the end of the month. They can check that out. They can email me at melissa@lawofattractionmommy.com, and they can pick up my free ebook.
Excellent. So they can pick up your free book on your website?
Well, no, they have to email me for the book. They go to the website, they can sign up for my email list, and they'll get it, but not right away.
Excellent. So it's lawofattractionmommy.com. If you want to get in touch with Melissa, or if the direct email is melissa@lawofattractionmommy.com. But thank you so much, Melissa, for joining me on the TV show.
Thank you for having me.
Keep up the great work, because I know that we're all going in the same direction, and we can take a lot of people with us, and we can show a lot of people how they can make their life easier and happier and, more fulfilling.
Right.
Thank you very much, Melissa.
Thank you. Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody else, thank you very, very much for listening to the To Be show. Please check out who is my guest for next week. I have not put the show page up yet, so it's going to be a surprise guest. And the 2 weeks after that, I am taking a break because I'm traveling to southern Spain, hopefully nice weather.
And anyway, have a wonderful week. See you next Tuesday, same time, same place. And make sure that you live a happy, fulfilled life. Bye-bye.